This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Day and in parts of the world, good morning. Welcome aboard to Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America. It's the Calling All Sports radio program right up until the top of the next hour. Across the country and around the world, American Forces Radio, Sirius XM, Sports Byline Broadcast as well. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well as we get it going here on a Monday into a Tuesday, again, around the country. You know, and here's the thing. We'll do a lot on the NFL. Brock Hines is going to join us bottom of the hour. We'll do Dom's download as well. But if I had told you, you know, say Sunday morning we got together for brunch, that there was going to be an injured quarterback that was going to affect the outcome of the NFL championship weekend, obviously it would have been Mahomes playing on a bum leg. He would have got hit early in the game against Cincinnati, and then, you know, they'd go Chad Henne, and away we go. Instead, it was, 7 minutes into the game with the seven-minute mark, whatever it was. What a deflation. Brock Purdy out, whatever the elbow injury it was. Josh Johnson, fourth-string quarterback, whatever it was. Just really distressing. Look, if you're an Eagles fan, you're happy. You know, 31-7, you've scored 69 points, given up 14. You're going to be favored in the Super Bowl here in a couple of weeks out of Glendale. But big-time bummer. And it just goes to show you, on paper, you can get all jacked up. You know, I was spending 25 years, haven't seen a Final Four like this. This is incredible. Yeah, it never works out that way. It never does. And like I said, if it was going to be a quarterback that went down injured and unable to play, injured within the context of the game, it would have been Mahomes, right? I mean, no question about it. He was in on a bum leg, and he played basically the second half on one leg and did an outstanding job. But we'll break it down. Annoyed with Garoppolo. The more I think about it, you know, look at, and they needed to, John Lynch should have had him activated, Shanahan and company. Now it's easy, 20/20 hindsight, but he was injured in early December, for crying out loud. You know, it's 8 weeks ago. Garoppolo should have been ready for that game. That's just my opinion, looking at the numbers, looking at the injury, looking at the whole 10 yards. He was going to practice. He could have been activated for the game. He would have been available for the Super Bowl, but he would have had two more weeks. So I understand. It's benefit of 2020 hindsight. All right, we come back. Dom's download, Brock Hines, lots to get to, some hockey stuff with a legend dying today. A lot to get to on a Monday into a Tuesday at Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here across the country and around the world.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking to World Sports here, this portion of the show brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Burns, their seven-state Midwestern footprint, Vanguard Utility Partners, and Muggsy's Pizza House, that'll be home for the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. That's Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub, Copper Creek Plaza, in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, just 2.5 miles northeast of the Iowa State Fairgrounds. All right, lots to get to, and again, Brock Hines coming up bottom of the hour. We look forward to that. Dom's download here momentarily. Listen, we'll start with let's start with the late game. We'll get Dom in here on the early game too. The bummer that was the 49ers. You know, on the Garoppolo thing, look, I understand it's 2020 hindsight. Just looking at the length of time he's been out, he was going to practice this week, blah, blah, blah. You know, just frustration. You know, we were pulling big time for Purdy, be honest with you. I mean, you knew that if you listened to this program. We were into it. We got caught up in it. It was just a bummer. You know, and I'm angry at him because I see him throwing the ball on the sidelines. I'm like, if you can throw the ball on the sidelines, get in there and throw the ball. But, I mean, they played without a quarterback. I mean, listen, Josh Johnson, he's been around for 8 years, seven different teams. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, taking a snap off his face guard, nervous as all get out. I mean, that's a hostile environment to begin with. It was bitterly disappointing. That first game was just painful. And then waiting for the second game to start and having to just sit there and just, it was like just, you know, like hot pins under your fingernails. It was painful. It really was. That being said, the late game, you know, a lot is made of Joseph Asai, and the out of bounds hit. I understand that. Look, it was the right call. Look, the officiating was god-awful, both games. You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, Devontae Smith didn't catch the first touchdown pass. We can go on and on and on. And I'm not going to turn this into a bitch fest. I'm just not doing it. But I'm going to point out a couple things here real quick. Away from the fact that Torbert's crew in the late game was just a disaster. I mean, this late game, as bad as it was in the first game, Philly was winning that game with no Brock Purdy. The Niners had no chance. They had zero, less than a subterranean chance of winning that game, just the way it is. Now, that out of the way. Frame that over here. It is what it is. I mean, it was just horrible. But here's the fact of the matter. The offensive line of the Cincinnati, no one's talking about this today. I mean, Burrow was singing for his supper from the first snap to the end of the game, for crying out loud. And they had a great catch by T. Higgins, a great play on fourth down to Jamar Chase. A lot of great plays and some execution, but the bottom line is they were outplayed. They were killed in the trenches. And Kansas City's pass rush with Clark and Jones was just superior. But the offensive line for Cincinnati was horrible. Mixon had, what, 8 carries for 12 yards, something like that? I mean, it was just embarrassing. I mean, they had no running game. They had to establish the run to give him some time. And any time they tried to draw play, and then they went to these quirky end arounds, it was just domination, you know. So, look, at the officiating is overshadowing the fact that Kansas City dominated the trenches, and they did. And they came up with big plays. They deserve to win that game. I was surprised it was 20-20, to be honest with you. I really was. I figured, you know, I was thinking this was going to be a 27-13 game. Kansas City was that good. And Mahomes, you know, look, as much as he's a Houdini and an acrobat out there, hey, look, at the fumble was huge. And obviously Cincinnati cashed in with the stupid fumble on the part of Mahomes. So, you know, Mahomes giveth and he taketh away. Look, his high wire act, sometimes he falls. I mean, he does. He is turnover prone in scenarios like that. He allowed them back into the game. Now, look, the Joseph Asai penalty is just stupid. He's got to have situational awareness. He's got to know the situation. It's like you got to know down and distance. You got to know timeouts. You got to know all these things. That's part of being, you know, football, as much as they say baseball is a thinking man's game. Listen, football at any level is a thinking man's game. And you got to be out there. Linebackers, you know, especially, they're like the quarterback on defense. Your linebackers are the guy, especially, you know, the old days, the middle linebacker, your Butkuses and those guys, they were always the quarterback on defense. But your linebackers, I mean, you got to be situationally aware. And they weren't, and it cost them big time. But that being said, I felt bad for Zach Taylor, the coach. Man, oh, man, a do-over in the National Football League. What, are you kidding me? Come on. I mean, seriously. You can't even get the clock right. You got the back judge who's, you know, it's a noisy stadium. I get all that. Noisiest in the NFL, Arrowhead, but right up there with Lincoln Financial in Philadelphia. Hey, you know, it was just an oddball weekend. You know, it just goes to show you, you get all hepped up and get excited for these games, you can't do it. But let's get Dom in here. Dom's download brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners. I mean, Dom, you're uniquely qualified. You're a Niners fan. You're right there in the heart of the Bay Area. Just give me your reaction. I know what it is. It's bitterly disappointing, but go ahead. Have at it. Niners just, once he went down, once Purdy, he being Purdy, once he went down, you knew it was over, I'm sure. Go ahead. Give me your take.
Oh, 100% it was over, but it was funny. I was texting with my friend during the game, and I think it was at the end of the first quarter, Purdy had hung it, had played a little bit, and we both agreed, we've never seen a team look so abjectly awful and only be down 7-0. It was truly astonishing, because no quarterback, that leaves your defense in a vulnerable position. And I know a lot of fans that I've seen, oh, the defense were terrible, or a lot of Eagles fans saying, doesn't matter that you didn't have a quarterback because your defense sucked. Well, those two things go hand in hand, and that's just something people don't really realize. If your team can't put together a drive, yeah, the defense is going to be back out there. Trust me, I've seen a lot of bad 49er teams that had no to terrible quarterback play, and that's why the defense would get run. It just, they got tired. And that's exactly what we saw. We saw the bad timing turnovers with Purdy's fumble and then Johnson's fumble. Murphy's Law was in full effect. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Fred Warner got hurt on, like, the second play of the game. He ended up staying in, but Dre Greenlaw, bless him, he's very good. The guy is a master of committing unsportsmanlike conduct or personal foul penalties at the worst times. The defense was completely undisciplined. The offensive line got wrecked. Shanahan's, you know, trap blocking scheme, normally very good, was nowhere to be seen, and that's actually the type of play where we saw Brock Purdy get hurt. Tyler Kroft was coming over from the left-hand side of the line to block Hassan Reddick on the right side. Too slow, missed him, Purdy got hurt. Similar play happened when Josh Johnson got hit. They missed the block, and it wasn't even Kittle. It was one of the backup tight ends. So it just everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
No question about it. All right, take me to Garoppolo. Now, he was hurt back in Week 10, if I'm not mistaken. Was it against Miami in Week 10? I don't remember. Okay. So he was supposed to be out, what, 6 to 7 weeks, 5 to 7 weeks? What did they say? And I'm only doing this for my own peace of mind, because if your backup quarterback with Brock Purdy is Josh Johnson, I'm sorry, you're ill-prepared. And it's unfair to do that because I should have broached this before, and I didn't because I didn't even know Josh Johnson was on the roster, to be fully transparent. But that being said, any criticism here? Was Garoppolo just holding out because he knows he's going to play somewhere else? He's going to play in Vegas. He's going to play somewhere else, protecting himself from recurring injury? Was there any sense of urgency? Would he have been available for the Super Bowl? Give me a hit on Garoppolo real quick.
So I'm far from a Jimmy Garoppolo fan, so I'm not 100% sure what the actual timeline was. And admittedly, when he got hurt, Brock Purdy's going to be our quarterback. You kind of wrote it off anyway. I will say there was always talk that Garoppolo could be ready for the playoffs. He could be ready. Obviously, with injuries, especially to a foot, it's never set in stone. I don't think it was a case of, hey, nah, oh no, my foot still hurts. No, oh no, 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 my foot's... I don't think it was a case of one of those. I think it was the 49ers whiffing. When you're only quarterback, and it's not like they didn't know that they were playing well. Clearly, Brock Purdy was handling things well and doing well. And I know you don't want to go worst-case scenario, but in this instance, you have a rookie quarterback. You think you just in case either he gets hurt or even if he just plays so terribly against the Eagles.
Ineffective.
You need to have a contingency plan that isn't Josh Johnson, who, while he's only played 8 seasons, his career has spanned 14 seasons. He's only thrown 13 touchdowns in his career, Marty. He's played in the league longer than he's thrown touchdowns. So to not have a better contingency plan than Josh Johnson is stunning, a stunning failure to me in the to John Lynch.
Yeah, and I think this, forevermore, I think teams are going to now learn from this. I really do. Now, look, Bledsoe went down, Brady, the Patriots caught lightning in a bottle with Brady, and then, of course, Brady went down, and then Bledsoe came off the bench in January 27th of 2001. They beat Pittsburgh, go to the Super Bowl. We all remember that, okay? So, yeah, it can go each way, but I do think this point forward, you got to start thinking about your backup. I mean, you just do. And clearly, John Lynch and the Niners didn't. And, you know, that's the benefit of 2020 hindsight. All right, we'll come back. Brock Hines is going to join us for a couple of segments. We got a lot of turf to throw around here, a ton to get to. We'll bring it right back here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM and American Forces Radio Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Talking to World of Sports here, Sports Byline Broadcast, calling all sports. I'm Marty Terrell. Well into Tuesday across the pond on American Forces Radio Network, we salute all our soldiers, men and women, and the officers over there listening at bases around the globe. And we're grateful for you people, no question about it. He's Brock Hines, been a longtime sports voice in New England, specializing in college hockey, longtime voice of 2021 national champion UMass Minutemen, outstanding broadcaster and a good friend, and he joins us. Brock, welcome aboard. How are you?
Marty, good to talk to you on this Monday afternoon.
Yeah, we got a ton of ground to touch on, Brock. Let's start with the playoffs, and I'm going to go back to your picks on Friday, and I thought of you because, you know, the first game, you said we could get 230 to 10 games, and we could get 220 point, just blowouts, and the first game went that way. No one could really crystal ball Purdy being hurt, Josh Johnson, all that. But the fact of the matter is, when you get an epic Final Four like this at any sport, it never pans out. And then the late game should have been, you know, 2013, they're driving, Mahomes gets stupid. They were driving, I figured 27-13, maybe 34-20 final. Honestly, I thought that game. So I give you credit, you were on top of this. But as you look back at the weekend, give me a quick hit on this. And obviously, you could not foresee the Purdy injury. Let's start with Philly, San Fran. Let's finish up your take on Cincinnati, KC.
Well, I was just talking with Dom off the air before I came on with you, Marty, and I think the thing about Purdy is you don't envision him getting injured ever, which is, of course, a huge mistake if you take that that view. But he's not Mahomes. He's not the dynamic quarterback. He's not any of the quarterbacks in Baltimore. He's the stay-at-home type that's a traffic cop that's going to run the offense and just do that. And you don't envision him. How's he going to get injured? You know, a freak injury, kind of. That's what it was. But they should never have been in that position. You're right. To have the backups that they do, and that's too bad. And you knew sitting there, if you followed any sports for any amount of time, that game was basically over once it was 14-7. There was no looking back. The second game, Marty, frankly, Cincinnati was lucky to be as close as they were. As I think I mentioned to you, they were 100% a public favorite. And you mentioned the score. You just went over it. And frankly, the fact that that game was tied and it came down to a 15-yard penalty that moved the Chiefs within field goal range for a 45-yard to win it, frankly, I think the Bengals were lucky to be in that position. They can't blame the officiating. I think the officiating was bad for both teams. Ron Torbert's crew was in way over their head in that game. I don't know how you lose track of downs. Cincinnati can complain all they want, but they weren't going to win that game no matter what.
Brock, you follow officiating and umpiring as well as anyone in the broadcast business. There's no doubt in my mind, and I, that's why I was so grateful to get you today. The way the NFL does this, they rate their officials, but these guys don't work together. I mean, some of these guys came off Cheffer's crew. Some of these people, you know, there's no cohesion. So these guys earn their grade throughout the year. Then they throw them together. And they reward these guys at each level, the wild card round, the divisional round, the championship round, the Super Bowl. So any of these officials, these highly rated officials, aren't going to see the light of day in another postseason scenario once they draw one assignment. This is inherently flawed. So the competition committee, and I know the union and the refs argued vehemently for this change a few years ago when they had their last collective agreement.
But this is a disaster. There was no cohesion. Brock, this is inherently flawed. Give me a quick hit on that.
Yeah, you work best as a team together, and there's no question about it. So the fact that you're picking and grading each position and then putting these crews together, it is inherently flawed. So I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, Ron Torbert, I always thought and still think he is a good official. I think he's very well spoken, but he looked like he was frozen in that cold weather last night. Looked like he was lost, but maybe that's the crew he's working with. I don't pretend to know a lot about that, but you're right. The competition committee's got to look at that again. And I want people to be there by merit, and at least with the NFL, you have that. This is another conversation maybe for April, but it could be worse, Marty. It could be Major League Baseball, where guys like Angel Hernandez, Ron Culper, right, C.B. Buckner have Major League Baseball over a barrel, and if they ever got canned, there would be lawsuits against Major League Baseball. Again, at least the NFL isn't that, but neither system. Baseball's worse. Football's not far behind.
Brock Hines with us. He joins us from New England. Brock, I've never seen a do-over in the National Football League. Certainly not in a title game. Not in a AFC or NFC title game. I've never seen a do-over. I mean, if I'm Zach Taylor, man, I stop the game at that point. I'm out on the field. I've never seen that. I'm dead serious.
I'd run across the field, and I would have grabbed Andy Reid's red flag and thrown that one too, as well as my own, and just stopped that game. I don't get what happened. I kind of do. I mean, I understand what they're saying, but it still doesn't make sense. You know what it reminded me of, Marty, and for any of the listeners who got some time, is if they don't remember this from, I think it's almost 20 years ago, is go to YouTube and look up Bottlegate with the old Cleveland Browns. If you remember that Jacksonville-Cleveland game, that was absolutely horrendous. Do you know the game I'm talking about, Marty?
No, tell me about this real quick, because I'm taking some notes here. I'm dying to go ahead. Take it away.
Well, what happened was Cleveland was driving for the potential driving tying touchdown against Jacksonville, and Terry McCauley, of all people, who's now an NBC rules analyst, he was the official in this game. He was only in his second year, fairness to him. He was in way over his head. And what happened was Cleveland ran a play that passed. It was a pass play. It looked like the ball jiggled and came out. One of those ones like you've seen in the end zone where the ball hits. We saw him yesterday. Ball hits
We've
the ground.
We've seen a million of those. Exactly.
Saw a million
We've
of
seen
them.
A million. Yep.
Cleveland got up and ran the next play successfully, and you see McCauley in the background waving incomplete. Then he reaches down for his buzzer. This is back in the day when they'd buzz him.
I remember this now. I swear
and,
to God.
And
yep.
The people, and so they allowed them to go back and replay it. Bottom line was the ball went over to Jacksonville, and the people, there was a long delay of 45 minutes maybe in Cleveland. They were throwing bottles on the field, those Budweiser bottles, and people were getting hurt. You got to look at the YouTube. I'm giving you the quick hit on it. The YouTube will tell the whole story of it, and it reminded me a lot of that. I mean, there was not the chaos yesterday that there was in Bottlegate, but that's one of the most famous plays, and ask any Cleveland Brown fan, goes in down in infamy, never forgotten in Cleveland.
Brock, we're going to get to you. We're going to keep you over because we obviously, when one of the Mount Rushmores of Chicago sports has died and really transformed hockey and, you know, had a brother that played, had a son that played, an unbelievable career. We're talking about Bobby Hull. We'll get to that. But we'll save that for the next segment and a few other items I got for you. But let's go back to football real quick. Just your feelings, Philadelphia, Kansas City. I mean, I understand people yelling the fix was in. Andy Reid was in Philly, you know, and now they got, you know, could win a second Super Bowl in 3 years and blah, 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 all that stuff and the rivalry and the separate coaches in Philadelphia. I get the storyline. I don't buy it that it was the fix was in. I just don't. Was there bad officiating? Yes. But at first glance, Kansas City, Philly, you excited for Super Bowl 57 in Glendale in less than 2 weeks?
I guess I am. You know, it's better than the product that they're advertising that's going to come up in April. I want nothing to do with the USFL, and if you have me on for a segment, I'll hang up on you. I don't want this, the USFL. No, seriously, of course, I'm excited. I want to ask you a question. I know it's your show, Marty, and you're asking the questions, but this is the thing that shocked me. And again, I'm very sensitive to the subject of betting, so please, I am. I only use it to gauge the public and how I think
the game is going to come. No, that's fine. No problem at all. None whatsoever.
Okay, so if we do that, I went online because I was curious, and the money movement in the first 30 minutes of when they said it to me is fascinating, just to see how the publics and the wise guys are going to act. And the fact that Kansas City opened up as a favorite and was a favorite at most books for about 20 minutes, does that surprise you?
What, in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah, it does, because I think Philadelphia, honestly, it does. It really does. And I didn't look. And what I will honestly tell you is I think Philadelphia is going to absolutely, I mean, I'm thinking 31-21, something in order like that. I think Philadelphia is a locomotive, and they have a mobile quarterback too. And I think it potentially could be a very good game, but I think Philadelphia's got too many weapons, and I think they got a better coach. As young and green as he is, literally green, I think Sirianni's a better coach than Andy Reid, and that's saying a lot because Andy Reid's been around a long time. But yeah, to answer your question honestly, it shocks me, to be honest with you.
It did, and the line literally moved about 5 points to now it's Eagles 2.5, which I figured it'd be about 3 or 4. They're the better team, but I'm going to think about this for a week and digest it, and I'll give you a better answer in about a week or so about how I think that this game will go down. But certainly at first glance, you'd think that the locomotive is going to win. Andy Reid recently won one, lost one. When given 2 weeks, Andy Reid is a pretty bright guy. And, you know, the thing about the Mahomes is, I mean, think of what he did yesterday. And the only time he needed to run was basically on the last play of offense, and they needed it, and when he took the penalty. The fact that he was able to operate the way he did without his running repertoire is absolutely amazing, and we'll be interested to see. Now we got to listen to see how the doctors are going to diagnose all this. In two weeks, how is that high ankle sprain going to heal itself? Is he going to be 80%, 60%? We got to put up with all that BS. The bottom line is your first glance is right. I think Philly's the better team, but we'll have to wait.
All right. We're up against the break. We'll get to it. Bobby Hull has passed away, a legend, one of the icons of Chicago sports. We'll break it down in a moment.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Morning, Terrell here, cross country and around the world, talking the world of sports. Pleased to be joined by Brock Hines, longtime New England broadcaster, specializes in, well, a lot of things, not just hockey, but spent his life as a hockey player and great fan and great commentator on the world of hockey, both college and the professional level. And Brock rejoins us for the home stretch here on a Monday into a Tuesday edition. Brock, we'll get to the midway point of the NHL coming up with the All-Star Weekend set for Sunrise, Florida this weekend. But we're gonna, you know, before there was Bobby Orr and there was Gretzky, there was some great ones. But the Golden Jet, Bobby Hull, and obviously had a brother who played, and he also had a son, Brett Hull, who I believe is also in the Hall of Fame. The passing today of the Golden Jet, and again, this is one of the Mount Rushmores of Chicago sports, baseball, Cubs, Ernie Banks, Michael Jordan, Hull, and then Walter Payton in football. So the life and times of Bobby Hull, your thoughts?
A great loss. Started with the Blackhawks back in the mid-50s and right up until the announcement of the WHA in 1972. Yeah, he owned Chicago with the other three athletes that you mentioned, and is a great loss. He had played 15 seasons there, 604 goals. The brother you mentioned was Dennis, and you know, just a tremendous player, and a real personality as well, which you know not all the athletes have. You can mix sort of the ability and the playing sense along with a personality. Very well liked. I know he had some troubles reported off the ice, but as a general rule, a true legend in Chicago through the 60s.
You know, Brock, I'm casual compared to your, you know, your fervor for hockey. But the one thing that I remember about Bobby Hull was the nickname, something to do with his, you know, his golden hair and the ability to skate as fast as he was. And then, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it his slap shot that was just so proficient and so freaking hard and fast that made him a cut above all the rest in his era, his ilk of player? I remember the speed on his skates and his shot, if I got that correctly. I don't know if I do or I don't, but go ahead. Have at it.
No, you do. And actually, it's the shot because people remember the speed. But he was really the one that kind of announced the slap shot, whereas a lot of players using the wrist shot, and later on would use snap shots, but slap shots, it was Bobby Hull, and you're right. And even with a straight-bladed stick, Marty, he could get not only acceleration, but get the height on those slap shots, and that was his calling card. And you're correct. And one of the amazing things was his rough and tumble. As he was, and you know, he had some penalty minutes per game. He played in about 80% of his games in every season. I know in one season in the WHA, he played in all 80. And that was the marker in the NHL, the WHA, and the NBA. They all played 80 before it went up to 82. But you hit it right on the head, Marty. Give yourself some credit. It was his slap shot.
Real quick, and then we'll get to the midway point of the NHL. He left the NHL for the WHA. It was, I mean, I think of Derek Sanderson when he signed with Philadelphia and, you know, the Rolls Royce and the showroom of the car dealer in Philly. I've read those stories. was Bobby Hull a traitor? I mean, he's Winnipeg's favorite son. Was he a traitor going to the WHA?
At the time he was, but I'm glad you brought it up because not only was he doing something for him, I mean, I remember he signed the first $1 million contract in the history of in hockey, whether it was the NHL or the then WHA back in 72. He signed, it was 10 years, I remember, it was almost $2 million. I think it was $1.75 million, leaving the Blackhawks to go to Winnipeg. But what he would eventually do for the WHA was, 7 years later, bring on the merger with the National Hockey League. And, you know, it's the same thing. When you and I were growing up, Marty, back here in the East in the 70s, two big things happened. In 79, it was the NHL-WHA merger. 3 years prior to that, it was the ABA-NBA merger. Here I go with the NBA. Four teams went in that merger. Nuggets, Pacers, Nets, Spurs. And, of course, the WHA absorbed the same amount from the NHL, and the Hartford Whalers, right down the road from you and I, got that. And here's some great trivia for people listening in New England. Both Brett Hull and Gordie Howe played in a Hartford Whalers uniform.
I know.
In New England, you knew that Bobby Hull played his last nine games. He was traded from Winnipeg to Hartford in the 79-80 campaign. Gordie Howe would follow him there with his sons a couple years later, and what was a great story, and what you don't remember, one of the first assignments that you gave me to cover was to go down and cover.
I remember.
And
I swear to God, I remember that, Mark. I do.
Yeah,
I remember.
You sent me down in the early 80s to cover to Gordie Howe. I still have the pictures of that. It was an amazing experience.
I always remember.
But nobody remembers that probably in New England, that those two icons played on the I-91 corridor, just 60 miles from where we grew up and not far from Boston or New York.
That's great stuff. I do remember. That's crazy. All right. Midway point. We'll start with the Bruins. Losses to Florida, Tampa, Carolina. Reading the quotes, they hit a wall. I think they had first half fatigue. First team to 80 points. Unbelievable. The goaltending with Ullmark and Swayman's been unbelievable, but cohesion on the offense we've never seen before. What do you expect to see out of the Bruins and what's going on right now? Just tuckered out, do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, I think they've hit the wall. People in New England and Bruins fans throughout the nation, they can relax a little bit. You know what I related to? The first thing I thought of when they lost three in a row was, again, what you said, back when the Celtics went out on that West Coast trip in early December, and that night they lost to Golden State, you said, oh, man, this is the time when they do this. And sure enough, two nights later, they lost against the Clippers. And then they came back with a real gut win against the Lakers, but it looked like they were going to lose three in a row. They did end up, if you remember that streak, they lost one, two, three, four, five. They lost five of six, I believe. Warriors, Clippers, Magic, and Pacers, and the only win was the Lakers. And the same thing with the Bruins here. You're going to go through a streak like this. They've lost three in a row to three decent teams. The Lightning wanted them bad. The Panthers are doing well. And, you know, Carolina in first place in the Metropolitan. Folks got to relax. When they start to lose to some bad teams and it's over an extended period of time, I think they were just – they still got to play too, Marty. The All-Star break is next weekend, but there's a very truncated schedule in the NHL this week where for tonight there's one game actually, and then there's a couple of games and the Bruins play, I believe, tomorrow night. So relax, folks.
Yeah, I think the Bruins work out tomorrow. They'll play Wednesday against Toronto.
Wednesday.
So,
sure. Yeah. So there's a couple teams. There's a couple games each night leading up to the All-Star break, kind of a Players Association thing, where the Bruins, I think, are granted like a whole week off coming up in February or something, where they kind of like when the circus used to come to town to the Garden. They get some time off.
Brock, compare the East to the West. I think the East is loaded compared to the West. When I look West, I see Colorado, I see Vegas, I see Winnipeg, Calgary, but man, the East looks loaded. I mean, I'm definitely. I look at the Rangers as a potential, you know, sleeping giant in the East. Compare the East to West in the NHL, real quick.
Toronto and Tampa, Marty, in any other season would be in first place, and we'd be going, oh my goodness. And then Carolina's playing well. The Devils, there's a couple funny things going on in the NHL, and you see this in leagues. The Devils have 68 points, playing very well in the Metropolitan. They're only three games above 500, I believe, at home.
No, it's
they're
crazy.
19, Marty, they're 19, 3-2 on the road. It's absolutely nuts. Seattle is the same way. I went down and saw the Kraken at the Garden, and the Kraken are 3 games above .500, the exact same as the Devils. They're 16-5-2 on the road. Vegas, the same. You know, I've always said this, Marty, when we talk about sports, I think, except maybe with the NBA, I think home field a lot and home ice can be overrated. I think there's a lot less pressure. You and I talked about it the last time we were talking, the distraction you have. It's amazing. I can go through, and I'm not going to bore the listeners, but I could go through here and name the teams, and there's a lot of them, that have a better road record or equal road record than home record, and I think that's something that's vastly overrated and overlooked when trying to figure out who's going to win a sporting event.
I'll tell you, I've heard it from NBA guys in the past 20 years ago. They said playing on the road was a lot less stressful than playing at home. They dealt with family stuff and stuff like that. It sounds goofy, Brock, but it's true. Sometimes you just on the road, you're much more relaxed than you are at home. It sounds weird, but, you know, you've been around it. You've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, no, and I even know just playing sometimes. I didn't play it at a professional level, but it was sometimes easier just to get away. And this sounds cliche-ish, but working with UMass and the NCAA, a lot of times it was just better, as long as it wasn't an extended period of time, just living out of a hotel for a few days, and your focus was purely, in my case, hockey. And you didn't have to worry, like you said, about getting tickets, worrying about getting picking up the food for your wife on the way home, so things like that. You just focus on the matter at hand, and that's what you see sometimes going on. Is just sometimes it's just easier to do it on the road and a lot of distractions. The home gives you sleep sometimes, but that's about the extent of it. The distraction sometimes can take your mind off the matter at hand.
All right, final question, and I don't mean to ambush you, but I'm dying to ask you this, and I should have prepped you, but give me your three best players, soup to nuts, excluding goaltenders. Who are the three best players in the NHL right now?
David Pastrnak is probably is probably one of them. Yeah, he's just led this Bruins team to the reason where they are. I've got to put him in the top three right now. I want to be fair to I'm trying to stay away from offensive guys because I think that's where the easy one would be to say Connor McDavid, you know, and
you gotta
I don't
put him in
go
there. He's one
road.
Of the top three or four.
But he is. Martin Jones in Seattle has played tremendous hockey. I've watched a lot of Kraken games for a lot of reasons, following Eddie Olczyk up there and in the whole broadcast team. And Martin Jones has been unbelievable in net for the Kraken. And he's top three, I think, in wins in the NHL. So I want to go to him. A guy that's played very well in Dallas. See, I want to go off the radar. It's very easy. Joe Pavelski.
Man, oh, man, you're missing a guy in Colorado, for crying out loud.
What do you want me to say? Makar?
Come on, man.
Come on. You expect that. Makar's playing great in Denver.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, and Lord forbid, if his dad was ever listening to me, he would behead me. But, no, I'm trying to sort of play. I mean, your show is always about thinking outside the box. I'm trying to avoid the obvious. Guys that their team would be in position.
You got 30 seconds,
I don't want to
so
give you high stat leaders, Mark. Marty, that's your – you try to get away from that. So I mentioned Pavelski in Dallas. I mentioned Martin Jones, goaltender in Seattle. You know, those are the guys that jump out right now, and that the teams I don't think would be the position. Hey, another one is third leading goal scorer in the NHL too. I covered him. He played at the University of Connecticut with Tage Thompson. He's got 34 goals in the season. Pastrnak and McDavid are the only two ahead of him. Tage Thompson in Buffalo is the reason
Buffalo
is even close to being where they are in the NHL standings. The fact that they're 7 games over .500, one of the reasons is Tage Thompson. There's another
good
team.
Job.
They're a game below 100, 500 at home.
They're
8 games above .500.
You're out of time. You're out of time. I'm cutting you right there. You didn't mention Cale Makar right out of the chute. I'm cutting you. Brock Hines, we're coming right back to wrap it up.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Marty Carroll here on Sports Byline USA. Hey, tomorrow, comedian, speaking of Canada, comedian Rich Little. Man, that'll be a treat. We look forward to it. It'll be at the 40 After the Hour segment wherever you are listening. So Rich Little tomorrow. Thank you, Darren Peck, and thanks to the handlers of Rich Little, who's got a great, great presence to this day out in Vegas. How cool is that? So Rich Little. Later on in the week, Tara Lipinski, unbelievable figure skater and quite a person. So, again, we continue to really get some good guests. Rich Little and then Tara Lipinski, I believe later this week or next. But we're going to have a great lineup, and we're working on some others as well, because we've got 2 weeks of the Super Bowl, so lots of time to fill, and we look forward to it. All right, NBA, you know, I want to hear about LeBron James and everybody. You know, yeah, the officials blew the call Saturday night in Boston. They did. I was watching the game. They blew the call, no question. How many calls has LeBron James gotten, you know, where he was barely touched? And just the way he, you know, just the way he acted, my God, just pounding the floor, looked like he was going to cry. I mean, come on. You never saw Jordan or Bird or Jabbar, even some of the most cantankerous guys, Oscar Robertson, and you know, even some of the modern day guys, superstar. You don't see that stuff. You don't see Joke do that. You don't see. You just don't see it. I mean, it's just. I mean, come on, man. It was a regular season game. They, you know, they blew the call, and you know, you acted like someone assaulted you, for crying out loud. Lakers Nets tonight. LeBron's out. Davis is out. You know, again, drives me nuts in the NBA. You know, Golden State played in Boston one night, Cleveland the next, and they sat Curry, Klay Thompson, just about everybody. against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then I think they might have even won the game or came close to beating the Cavaliers without. But, you know, can you imagine a kid in Ohio getting, you know, a Christmas gift and in his stocking he gets two tickets to see Golden State and Cleveland? And he shows up at the arena and sees Curry and Thompson and everybody else in street clothes. Drives me nuts with the NBA. They rest, guys. They rest. They make gazillions of dollars and they rest. Makes me crazy. All right, good job out of Brock Hines. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez with Dominic's Download. We're back at it tomorrow with comedian Rich Little. Enjoy your night. Iowa State, Texas Tech, headlines ranked college basketball. Enjoy your Monday into Tuesday here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.